It's a retirement self-analysis. Okay? Now, we're not going to spend an hour on it, and we could easily spend an hour on it personally actually having. I want to just go through it relatively quickly so that you can see what is a first step from a financial perspective to estimate what your retirement needs are going to be like, as well as what your current circumstances are, so that you can decide whether or not you need to make some changes in your retirement planning process. Okay? So let's look at it. Okay? Again, I'm going to go through it relatively quickly. Please stop me if something is not understand. You're going to put in your current age. So in this example, the person is 65 years old. Okay? So they're just now approaching retirement. Right? Obviously, you can do it whatever your current age is. Okay? Then what you have to do is you have to come up with some kind of a reasonability estimate of how long you think you're going to live. Now, obviously, we don't know how long we're going to live. But you have to come up with some kind of a reasonability estimate. If you have longevity in your family, you might want to take a greater number. If you have health issues and you want to be a little bit more aggressive with your planning, you could, in theory, take a lower number. You could take the average of what life expectancy is. In this example, it was 90. Okay, so that means that our expectation for this person is that they're going to live 25 years in retirement. Okay, so that 25 years in number C turns itself into 300 months. So this person has to look at supporting themselves for 300 months in retirement. Okay, let's go down to the next one. What's the cost of living estimate for this person? Okay, so E has this as being 12,000 shekels. So they need 12,000 shekels of income on a monthly basis in order to live. Okay, and then, at this rate, going down to F, right, you're going to take D. There's a mistake here. It's D times E, not D times F. Right, one of the few typos actually in my book. You took 300, and 300 times 12,000 shekels a month gives you that this person assumes that they are going to consume over the life of their retirement, 3,600,000 shekels. Okay? Clear up till now? That's what they are going to be spending, what they're estimating they're going to spend in retirement. If you start drawing your assets, you go down to G, right, to live in retirement in X months. Okay? So in this example, right, this person was estimating that in another 24 months, in 2 years from now, after 65, that they were going to actually start drawing down their assets in retirement. Okay, so in 24 months, if somebody was planning right now, if somebody was planning and they were 60 years old, they're going to estimate when they're going to start drawing down their assets. So that's G, that's 24 months. So that reduces, right, retirement up to 276 months. That's how long their retirement is that they're going to need that money. Okay, and therefore, they're going to be using 3,312,000 shekels. Okay? Now, then you would go and you start with looking at your net worth. And you start looking at all your assets. I don't recommend in this example, at this part, to be putting in your current home property at its current value. Because most people need something to be able to live in. And you can't assume that you're going to sell your entire property and have nowhere to live. Unless, of course, you're going to increase your expenses because you're going to assume that you're going to be renting, if, for instance, you own the place right now. So you have to, one way or the other. Okay? Okay. And then, beyond your assets, the next section there is your pension. So government pensions, non-government pensions, right, whatever, wherever you're potentially going to have those resources come from. So that comes up with 4,500 shekels. Okay? So 4,500 shekels a month is going to come in as a pension. That's K. And then you're going to take J, which is your net worth of 1.95 million, divided by H, H, which we said was the amount of months that you needed to have this money support you for, right? So 1.95 divided by 276 will give you income of 7,000 plus shekels a month. So this person could anticipate if they were going to draw down their assets slowly and sell them off over retirement, that they will have combined income of 11,500 shekels. And what is their need? Their need, we set up above, was 12,000 shekels. So in this example...
How can we go over this that part again? I didn't get the...
The last part is...
I didn't get K versus L.
So K is your income that's being generated from pensions. L is if I took all of your assets and then I divided it equally among the number of months that I'm going to be using it.
In this case, the 276.
276.
Okay.
That will give me 7,000 shekels plus a month.
Okay.
And then that in total gives you the 11,500 shekels. But I needed 12. So my shortfall in this example is 400 shekels a month.
Oh, the 12 is the second E.
Correct. Right? Because I needed 12,000 shekels. And in this example, I only generated 11,500 shekels. So I have a shortfall. Okay? Now, as Zev has mentioned, this is not a complicated, sophisticated financial example. There are many, many calculators, financial software that will do a much, much, much more sophisticated estimate, which will take into account any number of other factors, of which some of them I want to discuss. Okay? The reason why this is a very good starting point for people to think about, because at least it gets you thinking about the big picture, the ballpark. Am I even in the ballpark? Am I not in the ballpark? Do I need to? If I were to do this example, I was approaching retirement and I was 65, and I saw that based on this estimate that I was short 5,000 or 10,000 shekels a month, then that would be flashing lights that I need to do something. I need to change something. Something has to give here. I can't retire as early. I need to be working longer. I need to find additional sources of income beyond. I need to cut down on my expenses. There's all these different things that we would need to start thinking about. But this at least gets us within the, is it a reasonable plan? Am I in the plus? Am I in the minus? Am I going to have to? And this, under this scenario, you have to remember, this is an estimate of a reasonable case. Reasonable how long you think you're going to live. Reasonable how much you think you're going to spend. It's only just giving you an idea. But if you would see from a very simplistic example like this that you were off, you would have to immediately start making changes. Now, what are the other variables that we completely ignored in this example? So you mentioned one. You mentioned inflation. Okay? What else?
I just discovered this week that pension is, get Social Security and pension offset each other. I don't get both completely as I thought I did.
Great. So, you know, that's called the WEP, the Windfall Elimination Provision.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. We've ignored inflation. Say, what else have we ignored here?
The value of investing your retirement.
Correct. Right. Some of these assets right here can potentially be investing. Right? And if I'm making 5 or 6%, right, so then that can actually be generating income for me to be able to use on an ongoing basis so I don't actually have to sell those assets. But what's the offset of the amount of money that you're making is also the inflation. Because inflation, on the one hand, is eating into the value of our assets. On the other hand, right, we're making money. Now, over time, in theory, we should be making more on our money than inflation. But is that happening today? depends, depending on what you're investing in, right, is the average conservative investor who is taking very little risk, who's a retiree, are they making more than the inflation rate right now?
No.
Something that some financial analysts have called financial repression. That's what today's governments are doing. That's what they have been doing now for the last 5 years, as they have artificially moved down interest rates to levels that they're basically paying out to safe savers, people who did what they were supposed to have done. They put money aside for many years, and they put that money aside in retirement with the hope that when they got to retirement, they would be able to find bonds that were paying 3%, 4%, and 5%, and they would be able to live on that income. And now you have long-term government bonds that are paying 2% and 3%. Okay, and if you try to do something even shorter term, depending on what country you live in and what currency, you might be getting closer to 0.5% or 1%. And what's inflation running? Yeah, depending on the country, 2% to 3%. And what you also have to be doing is you can't just be thinking of what the inflation number is. You have to think about what your own personal inflation number is. Because everybody has their own individual budget. Where they have to look at what inflation is for them. Anybody who's been here in the country knows that you can go through periods of time where food prices all of a sudden just start skyrocketing. And they're not just going up by 1% or 2%, but they really are going up tremendously, right? So how does that impact on you? Well, it depends. If your food is a large part of your budget, so then inflation, because on that food component, which is the large part of your budget, now makes your inflation higher than what the official rate is. And if you have a home and you're not paying a mortgage, so you don't care if real estate has gone up 80% in the last 6 years, because it's not impacting on you. You're not paying rent. You're not paying a mortgage. It's okay. Your value of your house has gone up. That's great in terms of eventually selling it. It's not impacting on you in terms of inflation. So you have to also look at what your personal inflation rate is. But those are conflicting issues. Inflation on the one hand. And so that's why this simplistic example, even though it is very simplistic, it doesn't mention, you know, it doesn't take into account any inflation, doesn't take into account any gains. It only takes into account one scenario where you basically have fixed income. Many times our income is linked, right? If you might have a pension, it might be linked to a cost of living index, right? It's a simplistic example, but it's much more accurate than we think in many ways, especially because of the environment that we're living in. The environment right now is such that people are not earning at safe savers 2% or 3% above what inflation is. So yes, you might be making some money, you might be earning something, but inflation is also eroding the value of that money. So if you're just keeping up with inflation, so then this is actually a relatively accurate assumption. Okay? It's a good starting point for people to be thinking about it. And so I encourage people to really to go home and to start a process of actually evaluating where you personally are holding in that process. Okay? Okay. Something that was alluded to, but I want to be actually even more specific about. When you're putting together a financial plan, okay, it's very critical, instead of just kind of throwing out a number, both on the income side and on the expense side, that you do a little bit of homework to get a better estimate, to get a very good estimate of what you actually are going to be spending in retirement here. Okay? If you're spending 12,000 shekels right now, does that mean you're going to be spending 12,000 shekels in retirement? No. It could be that you'll be spending more. It could be you'll be spending less. And there's certain scenarios during retirement you actually might be spending more. Generally, the rule of thumb that people use is that in retirement, you'll be spending 80% of what you are spending during your non-retirement years. Now, again, there is no rule of thumb, really. That just gives you an idea, but it depends. Maybe you have many children, and now the children will be out of the house, and your expenses will go down considerably.
You wish.
Anybody who knows, right?
Remember you said that they only start working at 30.
Yeah, and you know what? And when they work, there are statistics that continue to show that more and more young couples in their 20s and 30s and even 40s are continuing to be supported by their parents, the older generation. So yes, they might be out of the house at a certain point in time, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be financially independent. Okay? What about what are you going to do in retirement? Are you going to be traveling? Are you going to be spending kids time with grandchildren? Learning, whatever it might be, right? Whatever it might be, you have to take into account how that's going to impact on your retirement as well. Right? If you have plans to travel the world, so you have to build it into your plan, how much that's going to cost you. Right? Many times, retirees will underestimate what that it's going to cost them in retirement because they don't realize that the free time also involves, in many circumstances, added expenses. Right? And it could be that it's that leisure, it could be that it's support, it could be that it's health related. Right? You might have a very, very reasonable retirement plan for the years between 65 and 75, but your retirement plan at 75 might be completely unrealistic given the fact that you could expect to start paying a lot more at that point in time for health-related expenses. And that's not even talking about disability and long-term health-related issues that we also have to consider. Right? That's why people more and more all of a sudden are going and buying insurance, like in Israel it's called Si'udi, or long-term disability insurance, because they realize that that's an area of their financial plan that they're exposed in. But yes, they might have 10,000 or 12,000 shekels under all reasonable scenarios to get by, but when it comes to a scenario where they actually might have to support themselves in a state where they cannot just get by on the regular amount of income, that they will need more money available, so then their retirement all of a sudden doesn't look as clear. Okay? And we have to take into account those situations because people are living longer, and even though the health system and the technology, you know, gives us added years to our lives, it also, on the downside, or what's not really a downside, but it's on the risk side of things, it also gives us added years to our lives, where we have to be able to live and we have to be able to support ourselves, and that also is in various states, right?